much indeed, and welcome once again to Check Your Mates.
That's a summertime warm welcome from the folk in Grassy Park. Percy and Judy greeting you this evening on Check Your Mate, and reminding you that this is the show, of course, on a Sunday evening when somebody can make 700, some bodies, that is, a partnership, and someone listening at home or here in the audience could be richer by 70 rand. We say good luck to you all, and we hope somebody's going to be in the money tonight as we start 1984. And let's see how the Seralinas do. Married in 1979, Michael and Lillian Seralina.
Okay, Michael's with me on stage. Michael's just dying to read the name of his playmate he's just drawn. Who is it, Michael?
Mrs. Mabel Greenberg, 5A, 3rd Street, Melbourne, Johannesburg.
Hey, you've got a good voice there. Have you ever been on radio before?
Never.
Never? No. Not for your job. Let's find out how well you know one another. I'm going to say goodbye to you for a moment, Lillian. Okay, Michael, do you believe in buying for cash, or do you think it's better to buy in credit?
I think it's better to buy in cash. I believe in it.
You believe in buying for cash. Right. What does she believe?
I think she believes in buying cash.
Also cash. Yeah. Right. Lillian, does Michael believe it's better to buy on credit or to buy for cash?
To buy for cash.
And how about you?
I am the same.
You're the same. Tell me what you want. Hey, you see how easy it is to make money on Check Your Mate. What are you going to do with... you've already got 10 rand. Could be 100 rand. Could be 700 rand. What would you do with 700 rand, Michael?
Okay, the first thing I'm going to fix my car. Because my car's broken.
Is it? That's what we're playing for. 700 rand. Okay. So we're still on the road. In the meanwhile, let's see what we can buy for 10 rand or maybe more in the Springbok shop.
Is u bekommerd oor hoe u salaris by u planne inpas? Die Trustbank het 'n unieke 3-punt spaarkombinasie vir u. Met ons rentedraande tydspaarder rekening word alle cheques gratis vir u uitgeskryf en gepos. Tekenspaar, die hoë rentekoersrekening bring daardie motor op oorseese reis binne bereik. En Reactorspaar se ruim rentekoerse groei outomaties saam met u spaarbalans. Kom na die Trustbank. Ons sal u salaris cheque baie beter laat lyk. Daar wag 'n nuwe wêreld vir u by die Trustbank.
So, here we are on Check Your Mate with Michael and Lillian Seralina, married in 1979. How many kids, by the way, Michael?
Two.
That's not for money yet. That's just an inquiry. You mentioned that your car needs fixing. I'd like to know which room in your house needs most in the way of furnishing or decoration. We're going to say goodbye to Lillian. Which room in your house would you say needs the most in the way of furnishing or decoration?
I would say my lounge.
Your lounge. What about her lounge?
Our lounge.
Just remember, hey, this is a show, we've got to check our mates. Lillian?
Yes?
Did you hear the question?
Yes, Percy.
What do you think he said?
The lounge.
The lounge? Another 10 more, let's check your mates. Lillian, look, in front of you see a plate of sandwiches, okay, or little snacks.
Yes, Percy.
Okay, now I'm going to offer the same plate with exactly identical ones to Michael, and I want to see if he takes the same ones that you think he's going to take. Okay. Now, we're going to say goodbye to you for a moment. Choose the first one that you think you would like on this plate. He takes the chicken. That's number one. The second one that you would choose. That's sardines. That's egg and tomato. And that's a sort of polony with garlic in, and there's a plain polony. Okay? So it's chicken, garlic, polony. Which is the third one? Okay. Don't have to eat it now. All right. Fine. No longer here. Egg is number three. All right, Lillian, just will you hold up the first thing that you think he chose and hold it in front of the camera. Just take it off the plate, hold it up, and let's see if it's the right one. What is that? She's taken the egg and tomato. Okay, you can put it down now, right? And you can eat them if you like. You can have a... what's the second one he chose? Just have a look on the plate there. You can describe it to us if you like. This is just for fun. You're out of the money already, I'm afraid, because you made the wrong choice the first time. What's the next?
The chicken.
The chicken. That was his first choice, I'm afraid. You see, it's the, now you know the answer. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? I'm sorry you didn't score on that one. For your information, his number one choice was chicken, his number two choice was polony with garlic in, and his third one was the eggs. So now you know what to feed him for the next couple of weeks. This is yours after the show. Don't eat it now, okay? Would you give it to Judy and then we can get it out of the way as we get on to the Our fourth question, our score at the moment, 20 out of a possible 30. It's a spring box. You're going to describe this object. Close your eyes. Now, dip into the box. I'll put your hand in the box. That's it. And you have, with a compliment to check your mate, and if we say goodbye to Lillian Cerulli. Now, what you have here is a plastic jar lid remover. You ever seen one of these before?
No.
Well, it's very useful, you know. A plastic jar lid remover. That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Will you describe this to her without saying those words? Lillian, listen to this description.
Okay, it's something that you use. You sometimes use the dishcloth to open this thing. Now, this thing serves the same purpose as when you use the dishcloth to open something.
Okay, what is he describing?
She won't get it.
She won't get it. He says he's got no faith in you. Shame. Married for 3 years and he doesn't think you're going to make it. 4 years. Lillian, what is he describing? Any idea?
Opening a jar.
What is it exactly? Describe it to me. What's it made of? I'm going to tell you you're halfway there, so if you can give me the what it's made of, I'll give you another five runs. But for the moment, should we give them five runs so far, audience?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So you hear the audience is right behind you. Now for another five runs, tell us what this thing is made of.
Glass.
No, it's not. I mean, it's actually plastic. It's like a dishcloth, but it's made of plastic, and it's called a tricky dicky. You never heard of that, have you?
No.
A plastic jar lid remover. You'll find it's very useful. You won't have to use your dishcloths anymore. It's yours with a compliment to check your mate. You've got 5 rand on that one. Judy, what is our score at the moment?
25 rand, Percy, so far. Another 3 questions to go. So we've still got a long way to go.
Well, you know, that could turn into 250 rand, Michael. Yeah. And now let's assume you didn't spend it in your car. On your form, you know, when you fill in your application form, we asked you, what would you spend 250 rand for? And you said, buy something nice for my wife. Now, I want you to tell me what is the something nice you would buy for your wife. We're going to say goodbye to your lovely wife, Lillian. Michael.
She wants a hi-fi.
She wants a hi-fi. She wants a hi-fi. Okay, well, that's it. All right, Lillian, for 250 rand, what would he buy for you?
A tape recorder.
A tape recorder. That's very close. He said a hi-fi. Is that what you need, a hi-fi?
Yes, Percy.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. If you're not going to get another 10 rand, it could still be 250 rand, though. Which of the two of you gets headaches more than the other? We're going to say goodbye now to Lillian. Which of the two of you is more prone to headaches?
She is.
She is. I think she's getting one right now. Lillian, which of the two of you is more likely to get headaches?
And myself.
You get headaches. What do you... Have you got one right now?
No, please.
No, of course not, because you just want another 10 rand to check your mate. Let's have a score check, please, Judy.
Percy, we're on a 35 going for the last question, Lillian. It could be 45, and that'll certainly blow all the headaches away.
All right, let's see if we go for this 45. Well, now understand that one of your hobbies is snooker.
Yes.
Are you good?
I won't say I'm.
You won't say you're good.
Well, very good, but okay, I'm fair.
You're fair. I'd like you to tell me the highest break you've ever made, and we're going to say goodbye to Lily. The highest break you've ever made in the snooker table?
I think it was 45.
Isn't that funny? I thought, is it because you got 45 rand that you said 45? Well, let's hope it's going to be 450 rand and that she says 45. Lillian, does he brag much about, you know, his snooker when he comes home?
Yes, very much, Percy.
Okay, really? Now, what's the highest break he's ever made? Be careful, the highest break he's ever made, not that he says he's ever made. No, seriously, what is the highest break he's ever made? The highest score in one turn?
15.
50. Oh. I've heard about fishermen telling stories. Is 15 or 45?
45.
Now, you hear that, Lillian? 45. Okay, you remember that. Anyway, we're going to see if Together, you can earn yourself 350 rand. And Lillian, we have four letters, M-A-T-N-E. In every one of them, there's a question. But we would like you to select one of those letters for your particular question. Which letter would you like?
T.
The T?
T.
All right. Did you work that out beforehand, the T?
No. Oh,
you didn't, huh? That's her lucky choice. I'm sure it's going to be very lucky for her. And for you, for 350 rand, and don't use it all on your car if you win it. Don't forget the hi-fi. Here comes the question.
And good luck to you. This is one I think I would struggle with, but maybe you've just got the key. See, we know what a gorilla is.
Yes.
You know what a gorilla is. Right, that one's easy. I also know what a gorilla is. But now we want to know, what is a zorilla? Spelt like a gorilla, but not a G, it's a Z, a Z. Zorilla. What is it? And if you tell us, Springbok Radio will give you 350 rand.
I would think it's a plant.
A what?
A plant.
A plant. What do you think, Lillian?
Isn't this small, can I say it now? Say for instance, you call it a big gorilla. Now the small one, isn't it a smaller type of a gorilla?
A small type of a gorilla. That's a jolly good guess, I say. Now, what are you going to do, chaps?
What are you going to decide on? A plant or a small type of a gorilla?
Okay, take it away.
Take it her way? Well, actually, we were running along the wrong road with both of them. But when you started on small things, I was hoping you might say a little member of the skunk family. African quadruped. That means 4 feet. Of the skunk family.
That was really a stinking question, Judy.
Wasn't
that really was.
That was a very well said. Well said. Yes.
I'm sorry it wasn't a small gorilla. We'd love to have given you 350 rand, but you do have 35 rand, and you do have this plastic tricky dicky jar opener. And thank you so much for joining us tonight on Check Your Mate.
Thank you.
So, there we have Michael and Lillian Serolina and playmate Mrs. Mabel Green. 35 runs could be yours, unless, of course, the next playmate scores higher. We hear the next contestant's coming up, and Judy's going to tell us all about it.
Yes, we had to leave that naught behind with the Serolinas, and I'm sorry about that. 35 runs we've got on the board and not 350. And listening at home, I'm sure you were sorry, too, to see them fail at that last point. If you'd like to join us on the show sometime, find out how difficult it is to think when you're standing here on your feet, drop us a line to Check Your Mate, box 2551 in Cape Town. Don't forget, that's also the address in case you're just sitting at home in your armchair, and it's always easy when you're there to know the answers to everything. We'd love to have you on the show as well as playmates, and your address is the same, box 2551 in Cape Town. Postcode is 8000, and before we go and meet some more contestants here in Grassy Park, let's have a look what's going on in the Springbok shop.
Dinner's ready!
You call that dinner?
It says here it serves six.
Six? Six what? Fasting fleas, darting dwarfs, hibernating hedgehogs, bloated goldfish?
If advertisers cook up stories, you can make them eat their words.
Huh?
That's just eaten it.
Report misleading advertising to the Advertising Standards Authority at P.O. Box 10537, Johannesburg 2000. And help us keep advertising honest.
Tonight on Check Your Mate in Grassy Park, we meet a couple who were married in 1967. A teacher and a swimmer with two young sons. Arthur and Marlene Prodell.
Right, Marlene is with me, and Arthur is in the dog box again, in the soundproof booth. We can see him smiling on television. Which one of you is the teacher and which one is the swimmer, Marlene?
Arthur's the teacher.
Yes, but
I don't swim. I think that's a mistake.
Is Arthur the teacher and the swimmer?
And the swimmer.
I think he's the teacher and the swimmer. That's where I come
from. What do you do then, Marlene?
Well, I'm just a housewife.
Not just a housewife?
No, you're a jolly good homemaker.
With pride, say, I am a housewife.
I am a housewife.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think you've drawn another housewife, your playmate. Who is it, please?
Mrs. L. Brain of number 84 Dacre Avenue, Lotus River.
Now, you don't have to tell me who Mrs. Brains is because she's giggling in the middle of the row there. That's Mrs. Brains over there. Well, all you have to do, Prodells, is to make a little more than 35 rand, and Mrs. Brains, you will get whatever they make, providing it's over equal to or over 35 rand. Arthur, what do you really do for a living besides swimming? Are you really a teacher?
Yes.
What sort of subjects do you teach?
I teach art and maths.
And children, tell us about your children, Marlene. How old are they?
They're 15 and 16.
Okay, so they're two sons.
Two sons.
What are their names?
Robert and Paul.
All right, Marlene. I'd like to know from you, as we say goodbye to Arthur, does he prefer to buy his clothes with you or without you?
With me.
Always, huh?
Yes.
Arthur, when you go out shopping, do you always take your wife when you shop for your clothes?
Yes.
Always?
Always.
That's terrific. You've got 10 rand, aren't you, Tommy? Does he comment on your clothes at all, Molly?
Yes, he does.
Does he select your clothes? You select his?
No, he doesn't select my clothes. He does comment.
Oh, he says, are they usually sort of good comments or?
Sometimes.
I must say, it's a very nice dress you're wearing right now. What dress is she wearing, Arthur? Could you describe it to me?
It's a brownish frock.
Yeah? Brownish frock. It's not good enough for an art teacher. A little more information, please.
It's got a stripe.
Okay, that's all right. He does notice what you wear. Now, the question I want to know, since he's such a swimmer, how many lengths do you think he can swim, Marlene? We say goodbye to Arthur before he starts kind of swallowing water. Yes, how many lengths?
I would say about 20.
20. Do you remember what happened with the guy with the snooker? All right. Arthur, how many lengths do you think you can swim before you start sinking?
Lengths of the bath, swimming bath.
Well, not of the bath you have a bath in, you know. Swimming bath, yes. She's a teacher, you know. She's always got to ask questions. Tonight you just answer, Arthur. Otherwise you stay behind tonight and you'll be fine. How many lengths of the swimming pool can you swim before you start giving up?
I'd say about 5 lengths.
It's the same story as the snooker just now, you know. Except your wife has a higher opinion of you than you have of yourself. She says 20. Listen, we had the Sierra Leone selecting some food. Unfortunately, we couldn't bring this along because it might not be too pleasant by the time we get here. It's a selection of fish. Okay. I'm going to give you a number of fish, and I want you to tell me which his favorites are. Are you ready, Marlene? We say goodbye to Arthur. Here they are. Kingclip, Kabeljau, Sole, Steenbras, Stumpnose, Yellowtail.
Kingclip.
Number one. Number two from Kabeljau, Sole, Steenbras, Stumpnose, Yellowtail.
Stumpnose,
number two. Arthur, we offer you a selection of fish. I'd like to know which one you would choose out of the following. You haven't got a pencil in there, have you, by any chance?
No.
All right. You have to remember then. Yellowtail, stump nose, sole, kingclip, steenbras, Kabeljau.
That's easy, kingclip.
Okay, that's number one. Number two out of that lot. We have Kabeljau, steenbras, stump nose, yellowtail, and sole left.
Stump nose.
Absolutely right! That's terrific. That must make your soul feel very good indeed, huh? Now let's see if the housewife can describe the object to the teacher. We say goodbye to Arthur. Close your eyes, please. Judy will bring the box over. I'll have your bag. And dip in there. And, take that one. Right. A very useful and... I'll look after your bag. Don't worry.
That's okay.
Okay. A very useful exotic subject for you. And it is, in fact, we said goodbye to Arthur, it's a packet of tapioca. Okay? Yours with the compliments of the check your mate. Packet of tapioca. Will you describe this to him without saying any of those words? Packet or of tapioca. Arthur, concentrate, please.
It's something you can make a pudding of, and it's a little bigger than sago. Also white. And they look like fish eyes.
Kingclip eyes.
It's something you can make a pudding of too. Slightly bigger than sago. And they do look like fish eyes.
She's like more like a teacher than these. Repeats everything twice, eh? What's the lecture?
Because she didn't get it the first time.
Arthur.
Egg noodles.
Egg noodles! Oh, yes. Egg noodles. Arthur, when you get home tonight, you write out 100 times, tapioca. Okay. And you... Marlene, you feed him tapioca until
every
he screams
day.
Every day. Until he sinks in that swimming pool on the third leg. Oh, that was such a good description. I thought that was an easy one. How many eggs, talking about eggs, egg noodles, how many eggs were there in the kitchen when you left home, Marlene? Don't answer yet. We've got to say goodbye to Arthur. How many eggs in the kitchen?
One and a half dozen.
I thought you could say 1.5 eggs. I was wondering how. 18.
18 eggs.
Right. Arthur, how many eggs in the kitchen at the present moment? Unless Robert and Paul have been busy.
About a dozen.
About a dozen. A dozen or about a dozen? He doesn't know. Judy's already made a little mark there which says you're wrong.
Methinks for a mathematics teacher you must get your figures straight.
Right. 18. 1.5 dozen there, and I'm sorry you didn't score on that one. You must pay more attention at home, please.
Arthur, we're giving you a hard time. I'll bet there's one thing, though, that you know quite clearly, and that is how much money you've made so far.
How much, Arthur?
I haven't been checking.
Oh, we have upset you in
right.
that. Yep. I'll tell you something. It's 20 rand.
Let's see if we can make it 30. The last time you were on a bus together, can you remember? We say goodbye to Arthur, Marlene, the last time you were on a bus together. What is he going to say?
He wouldn't know. He'd say he didn't know.
Is that what he's going to say?
Yes.
Well, I'll try him. Yeah. I'm prepared to go for that. Arthur, the last time you were on a bus together, you and Marlene.
Yes.
When was it?
We went on a picnic.
And she said you wouldn't remember. Marlene, I'm surprised at you. Okay, here's a simple question for you. Does he or does he not approve of feminists? We say goodbye to Arthur. Is he a supporter of Women Live or is he against it?
He's for it.
He's for Women's Live.
Yes.
I hope we don't surprise you. Arthur, are you for Women's Lib or against it?
I'm for it.
For it!
No, that's 10 ideas.
Well, Arthur, you're going to
go... You redeemed yourself.
You're going to go, as far as Judy's concerned, yes. We have 300 rand coming up. If you can pick one of the letters from M, A or E, those are the ones left from mate, and answer the question correctly, which letter would you like? M, A, or E? M for mathematics, A for art, and E for an easy question. Which one?
I'd say E.
In the E, then, for 300 rand. While Judy opens the question, let me just tell Mrs. L. Brains, I'm sorry you're out of the running. Mrs. Mabel Greenberg, 35 rand, will be coming your way very soon. And now, for 300 rand, Arthur and Marlene, here comes the question.
Right. The capital city of South Australia takes its name from a Queen of England. What is her name?
Adelaide.
Do you want to confirm with your wife? Does she... after all, you did say you believe in Women's Lib. Does she get to say anything or approve or disapprove?
Do you want to say
Marlene?
Anything?
No, I think I leave to
you. You leave the big decisions to him. You just niggle along through the mating section, and when it comes to the big stuff, he takes over. Well, we have had an amusing time, you know, working out the mating section. Arthur, what do I take as your final answer, then?
I think it's Adelaide.
You think it's Adelaide? Do you want to stick with Adelaide?
Yeah.
She's going to be as good to you as Marlene is. She's got 300 rand back in...
Well, you don't have to force feed him with tapioca anymore. Before he comes, what are you going to spend the 300 rand on?
I think we'll use it I'm not sure. I think he may put it towards a holiday.
Did you hear that, Arthur? You're just going on holiday. You're not being informed. Congratulations. Well done. Well done, Marlene.
Thank you very much.
Take your tapioca. Have a party tonight. Thank you for joining us on Check Your Mates.
A lot of fine things have come out of America. Winston cigarettes are right up there. Now you can get America's finest taste in king size in the soft pack America prefers. Yeah, Winston king size in the new soft pack and blended right here in your country. We're going to taste America, my Winstons and I.
The mates of Grassy Park seem to have done very well tonight. We met Arthur and Marlene Prodell. 300 rand, you just heard, they have won. And earlier on, we had a charming couple, Michael and Lillian Seralina. They didn't make the big money, but we had a lot of fun with them. 35 rand they won. And Mrs. Mabel Greenberg of Melbourne, Johannesburg, you can thank the Seralinas for the 35 rand you'll be receiving as the winning playmate. And with that, we say goodnight to you from Check Your Mates.